Buenas and half a day to our listeners on Guam and in the CNMI. It's now time for Total Health right here on Joy FM Radio, where your questions get answered by health professionals. If you have any health-related questions, we would love to hear from you. Call your questions and comments in at 472-1111 or text or WhatsApp 686-9999. If you're in the CNMI, please call 323-1113. Welcome, everybody, to Total Health.
Welcome again. Here we are with more Total Health. I'm hoping every time we are on air, we bring some interesting stuff. And, you know, we have been doing that for years, and we're kind of running out of ideas. But a great thought came to me last time we talked about art therapy and our health. And since I spent a lot of time in New Zealand among people that are very heavily tattooed, I said, what about if we talk about tattoo health? We rarely talk about that most of the time, maybe because we don't know as much about it, or maybe we have not seen as many complications as it can get. But today we're going to be very open about tattooing. You know, we love art. Art is incredible. And tattooing is nothing new. It has been there like since, I don't know, you'll say 3,500 years before Christ. This is, you know, the most like in the past dated mummy that it has been discovered with tattoos. And when you're going back in history, you find fascinating stuff. Actually, tattoo has been really spread throughout the whole globe. When the seafarers, the discoverers, were going around the world, they would just discover different islands and they'll say, wow, they also have tattoos, and those have tattoos. The first record of Captain Cook was made when he went to the island of Tahiti. Before that, he has not seen it. But we have accounts that way far below, like before that, there were so many people in history that have been tattooed in the Caribbean, South America. You even see high in Canada, the Inuit people. You will see it in Europe. It was very common among the Egyptians. It was common among the Romans as well, during the Nazis' time. And we'll go into more detail. But we don't have as much information. Actually, we have information that Chamorros did not have tattoos. Yes.
Yes.
We'll be surprised because many times, you know, and I have spoken with many like very, very proud Chamorros, and they're like, this is our culture. But when you go back in time, some of the first Jesuits that will come to the Mariana Island in the 1500s, early 1529, you know, year, they would say Chamorro people are beautiful, well proportioned, they have no tattoos, and they are like their mother have delivered them.
Interesting. Nice.
Yes. So wow, we do have history about, you know, many cultures, especially Melanesians, Taiwanese, South China, Laos, Vietnam, those places. Then coming to Palau, we have from Palau and Yap, we do have evidence that people have had tattoos, but we don't have about Chamorro culture. And when you even go through the Chamorro encyclopedias, you will never find that they had tattoos. We believe that kind of Europeans have introduced the tattooing among the Chamorros, but before that, it's not so common. So we can't say you know, this is our history, because it wasn't so prevalent until they got influenced by you know, other cultures. So I spent 3 months in New Zealand among very heavily tattooed individuals. The Maori people are very tattooed. They believe that you will get, you will save your soul when you tattoo yourself. And for the last 10 years, they are seeing an increase in those industries by 444%. Well, the population in United States is not as heavily tattooed, but we do see that, you know, among the Micronesian, Melanesian, Polynesians. In America, for example, the percentage is close to, they say, 18, between 14 and 18%. Every fifth American, it is claimed that now they have tattoo. While in among the Maori people, every third person has a tattoo. And so what is a tattooing? Where is that word coming from? It was interesting. I was able to talk to the Tongans. And Tongans and Samoans, they kind of fight over this word tattoo, who actually invented it. But it comes from the Tongan Samoan area where tattoo or tattoo, they'll say it means actually to strike the skin with something. And what would they use at that time? They will use flying fox bone in order to carve the ink into the skin.
Oh.
And so using that, it was like flying, like striking, because they were using a flying fox bone in order to kind of decorate the skin. And but it's interesting that in Tonga, apart from Samoa, when the Christianity came during the King Tupou I, they all abandoned that. So at that time, people stopped really tattooing, even though they were the ones that they're like very heavily tattooing themselves. So it comes from the 18th century, or this is that how we know the word tattoo coming at that time. And it's similar to the word irezemo. From Japanese, which means actually insertion of ink, and they will use their common tabori hand traditional Japanese method. And one of their most traditional Japanese tattoo designs would be called horimono. Among the Maori people, they have the moko tattoo. If you have seen females, they have in their chin. You can see their chin is really very well decorated. It is according to their ancestry, according to their life. It's kind of the story of your life. And what's interesting, it looks very, very sophisticated, very symmetric, but you have to go under the ink at once. Otherwise, you're not a real real Maori if you can't really stand the whole, tattooing through the whole time. Men, it's not uncommon to have the whole face, the whole skull being really tattooed. And those people that speak Maori, they actually tattoo their lips. You can see their lips, if they are blue lips, that they are like real, they do speak still Maori language. It's very interesting. We have seen tattoos everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is so nowadays such a part of our culture that we are not even surprised about seeing tattoos. But I didn't know that actually Emperor Constantine, that we know he actually merged the Christianity and paganism in 321, he banned the tattooing as a pagan practice. And he said, Christians are not going to have it. So we didn't know that part, that Constantine, actually, he abolished the tattooing at that time, around 330 after Christ. And during the Second Council of Nicaea, actually, they banned it completely as a practice. Yeah. So Christians have not been tattooed from 787. I'm not vilifying tattooing. I'm just sharing some of the history so we can, know the context behind it. During the Nazi time, some of, closest people to Hitler, those that belong to the Waffen SS army, they would tattoo themselves. But then after the war, they were very vulnerable because if somebody catches them and sees that sign or the body, they need to be executed. So many of them committed suicide as a result of having this tattoo, and they couldn't even hide themselves. Also, it was famous during the Roman time. The Roman Empire would tattoo their slaves, and they will know those slaves, they belong to, the Roman Empire. They will put different numbers or different letters. And tattoos come in different forms. Tattoos can come like decorative. It might have a meaning or not specific meaning. It can be symbolic for the person that is wearing it. It can be pictorial or depiction of a specific person or item. We see sometimes people writing the name of their loved ones, mm-hmm. or their ex ones still there. They can be textual. You can write different words on your body. They can be rite of passages. They can also show different marks of status. If you belong to this tribe, type, you belong even to the pharaohs back in the time in Egypt. If you have those ranks, then you belong to them. Can be a religious and spiritual devotion, can be also a decoration of bravery. You know, only brave people can go through that. For women in Egypt, it was interesting that it was a sign of fertility. So if you are fertile, you have a tattoo. Very interesting. And also when I spent time in Ethiopia, most of the Ethiopian women, they did have a tattoo on their face, as marking themselves as being fertile. It can be, meaning of protection or some punishment, as I said, during the outcast time, slaves, convicts. For many years, tattooing has been seen that only people that are convict or people, bikers, for example, or hippies or people with free ideology would wear tattoos. Nowadays, we see it's very common. It's very, very basically, you can have anything that come to your mind and you can have it tattooed permanently. Or maybe you can also tattoo it temporarily. For some cultures, it's a tapu, or which means like taboo. It's very sacred. The Maori people believe that if you have a tattoo, then you'll be saved. So it is really that their soul will be saved. And when they die during their funeral, they believe that the soul enters through the Maraya, which is the sacred house, and from there it goes to the Matariki constellation, and from there goes back to Hawaiki, where they believe they're coming from. So it has a very, very deep spiritual meaning, and we'll see at the end of the show that tattooing might have a spiritual meaning indeed.
That's interesting to know. Thank you. You have a health question on tattooing? Go ahead and give us a text and a WhatsApp. 671-686-9999. You can listen live online. JoyFMRadio.net. We'll be right back.
Change. Life is full of change, good and bad. Whether it's a new season of life or the beginning of one, a new commitment, or the twilight years of an old friend. At Joy FM, we want to be with you through all the changes you face. One way to ensure that is through a gift that helps us continue to reach out and touch people's lives, no matter what the changes. Learn how you can partner with this ministry when you visit our website, joyfmradio.net.
See, Joyce Mossy, and thanks for listening to Total Health on Joy FM. We want to hear from you. Call in with your health-related questions at 472-1111 in Guam or in the CNMI. The number to call is 323-1113. Text or WhatsApp us at 686-9999. And now, back to the show.
Yes, here we are with a little bit more information on tattooing. I would just quickly went through the history, but there is so much history if you want to read about the tattooing. And all the different designs are very interesting. Also, the Maori people and many Polynesians with the pattern of their tattoos, they can tell you that their ancestors have been depicted on their skin. So this is important for later on. I wanted to give you some information. Not many studies have been done on tattooing. Usually those are surveys like telephone studies that have been done. But for example, among in United States, among the age groups, 9% of the population between 18 and 24 has a tattoo. I'm saying 18 because it's not allowed. It's prohibited someone to ask for piercing or tattooing before the age of 18. Did you know that, Scott?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so there is an age limit. You can't just go and say, yeah, I want to have a tattoo. You have to be, an adult, that you be completely certain that you want that marking for the rest of your life. So there is a limit. While in Guam, we do have better regulations in the United States than maybe, I could say, Polynesia, Australia, and New Zealand on tattooing. It is across the world that you can't have a tattoo unless you're 18 years or older. And piercing as well.
Yes, the piercing I knew of, but not the tattooing.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, I'm sure we have seen people that have tattoo earlier than that, but in general, it's really not encouraged. Mm. And then between those of 25 and 29, 32% of the population in the States, they claim to have a tattoo. Those between 30 and 39, 25%. This one quarter of the population in that age, 12% of those between 40 and 49, and 88% of those between 50 and 64. Men are slightly more likely to have a tattoo than female. Yeah, that's just if you are interested to know. So what is tattooing? We know that tattooing involves placement of pigment into your skin dermis. The dermis is the layer under the superficial layer at the epidermis. So it goes deeper and you might not see exactly what's happening there. It might look really like a bloodless procedure. But if you look at under microscope, you'll see all the blood flowing, you know, capillaries and plasma and macrophages, which are the white blood cells, like moving, you know, trying to figure out what it is happening because they get replaced by the ink in this area. And so the immune system starts reacting. It's not very common, but we can say it's not possible to have allergic responses to that. We have seen allergic responses, and if you do have one because of tattooing, you can talk to your tattoo artist or you can visit a local clinic. There's so many chemicals, I would say, so many elements, substances that have been introduced into the human skin. They're close to 4,000. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. 4,000.
4,000. So the European Commission, they have a regulation on those 4,000, how much of it, or some of them are completely banned. For example, lead also has been prevalent among the ink. And we talked not long ago with the CDC. Mm-hmm. You know, they visited our radio show and they talk about the challenges that we have in Micronesia as a result of using lead, also mm-hmm. using the talaza, you know, those small little balls at the end of the net has lead. And this is dangerous. Dangerous having it, you know, just using it to catch the fish, much more if you have it tattooed on your skin. Mm-hmm. But I'm not saying every tattoo has that. Like, that's like long in the past, and I'm hoping that we have abandoned that practice because you can be contaminated. Those tattoos mm-hmm. can be contaminated. So then when you do that, in the deeper skin, granulation tissue gets formed. And then the tissue starts producing more collagen, just kind of to isolate that pigment in your skin. And as a result of that, it just stays there permanently. It depends. We have seen failed tattoos. We have seen tattoo ink that it really migrates to different places. What's interesting that in the past, tattoos have been used really for medical purposes. Mm-hmm. Some of the mummies that we're finding, some of those Asian ones in Europe, you can see that if somebody would have pain in their back, they would just go deep with the ink and they would tattoo even the bone. Yeah, so we even have, information to see that they would tattoo your knees or tattoo your spine as a result of like, hey, there is a pain there, let's go in and let's burn whatever it is or let's seal it with an ink. I'm so happy that nowadays we don't have practices that. But we do use tattooing for certain medical purposes. For example, you know, after cancer, when you don't have your eyebrows and you're concerned about that, eyebrows mm-hmm. can be tattooed. After construction of breast surgery, you might have tattooed a nipple, you know, the areola, if you mm-hmm. have lost a breast. So there are certain exceptions and in medical practices that tattooing is used, microneedling, microblading has been used. But I need to say about some of the concerns mm-hmm. we could have. I'm very glad that this industry is well regulated in Guam. You need to have a license. You have to have a sanitary license. The person that is doing the tattooing needs to have a regular health check. You can't just say, hey, I'm very talented. I just want to open a tattoo salon. You know, you can come at home and I can do that. You need to observe certain sanitary, standards, and it's very obligatory. You shouldn't go to a tattoo salon where the person, the artist, is not using gloves. In the past, there are stories that, TB has been transferred, cutaneous TB from your skin to other people during tattooing. Also syphilis has been transferred from that. We can't guarantee. We don't know. herpes simplex has been transferred, HPV has been transferred, human papilloma virus, through tattooing. So
This is all through the needle.
It is all through the needle, but also it's the artist. If the artist hygiene is not perfect, if they have some, you know, they carrying syphilis, they have some chancroids, what we call wounds as a result of that, or they have herpes simplex, HPV, also molluscum contagiosus. It's another one. It's when you get a kind of a spread, a lot of like small moles on your skin. Those are kind of can be transferred very easily with mishandling from the side of the artist. So many artists, I know, they are very thorough in washing their hands, really, and they need at least 30 seconds. And if you're planning to have a tattoo, make sure that those standards are kept, that the artist is washing the hands, using gloves. And the instruments, while most of the instruments can be sterilized or autoclaved, there are new ones that are wireless. They have certain cartridges that you can't really disinfect them. It's very difficult. You can disinfect them with some solutions, which are very promising, but still not everything can be completely disinfected. If that's the case, it is always very good practice to ask, can you show me, was it disinfected? Also, every salon needs to have at least 12 months of strict keeping the sanitation, the autoclaving, the sterilization process and protocol in place before we decide to go ahead. As I'm saying that, I'm not putting down any of those businesses. You know, the places where people get the most infections are the hospitals. And, you know, and the problems that people get mostly from, you know, iatrogenic, what we'll say, what doctors would do or doctors will say to patients, that can be quite hurtful. But it's important to be vigilant about those things. We don't want to, you know, go for an experience and then have some side effects. And some of the diseases have, you know, they are really theoretically possible to be transferred, like hepatitis and HIV can be transferred during tattooing. We don't have many studies. The only study that we have that HIV has been passed during tattooing is like in a prison, when they were tattooed in the prison. We do have that study, but apart from that, we don't. But theoretically, it can happen. Theoretically, you can get hepatitis B, you can get hepatitis C. And those are serious viruses that down the road you can develop, you know, liver cancer. As I'm bringing out that information, I hope I'm not scaring, and the purpose of today's show is not to, you know, put any panic, because as we said, many people have tattoos. Every fifth American has a tattoo. It's just to bring in more awareness. And of course, if I kind of startle you somehow, please give us a call, ask questions. I'm just bringing the information that it is available. Not many studies are done on tattoos and transmission, but we do hear occasional stories, and we can't make much out of it. Herpes zoster, for example, also has been, this is shingles, has been transferred during tattooing. Other infections, it's not uncommon to have the MRSA bacteria. This is the methicillin-resistant bacterium that can cause a serious infection, can get into the bloodstream, and that's why hygiene is really, really important. And also, it is important that you will go with a good immunity if you want to proceed with decorating yourself. But you have to have good immunity, because if you have poor immunity, you can get easily a bacterial and even fungal infection, a staph infection. As I said, tetanus can be also passed through tattooing. Well, my idea was not to scare, but to be mindful of that. Not everything that's there, it's constructive. Not everything out there, you know, it's to beautify. I used to work in a laser salon, and I know how many people will come, will spend a fortune. They might not get the result they want, or they might get a burn or a scar as a result of that. It does have a risk. Certainly, it does have risks. We also have seen tattoo ink being accumulated in the lymph nodes, and that down the road, you know, it can cause serious problems. Theoretically, I don't have a study that I can say that the ink causes cancer, but they are separate cases that people have seen benign growth or even malignant growth as a result of that. There are many components. Some of them are very, very toxic to the skin. One particular, it's called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. They are forbidden, but we can't guarantee. We certainly don't know. Not everything is labeled well. Even among this business, not everything is perfectly well labeled. It is also important to ask your tattoo therapist about that, and you can see the cartilages. It's not free of risk. It can cause some corrosivity to your eyes, some ecotoxicity. Actually, the tattooing business is under the regulation of the environmental health specialists. We don't have many in Guam. Most of it is handled by public health, but the environmental specialists are very big in Europe, in Australia, and New Zealand, and they take care of that because they see how the environment, you know, might cause harm to our health as a result of tattooing.
Interesting to know. Thank you, Elena. We're going into our short break. Another one. Call in your questions with your concerning your tattoo, or if you're looking to get a tattoo. 671-686-9999. You can listen live at joyfmradio.net. We'll be right back.
I'm just going to take a little off the back and trim up around the ears.
Be careful, Mom.
Everybody has to shave their budget sometimes.
And the top, just a little shorter, I think.
But like a bad haircut, sometimes you end up with thin spots.
Oops. What? Why'd you say that? What happened?
But unlike a bad haircut, our finances don't grow back. Not without your support. If everyone gave just a little, they would grow in no time.
You like wearing hats, right?
From Joy FM, family-friendly radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Total Health on Joy FM. Call in with your health-related questions to 472-1111 in Guam. If you live in the CNMI, we want to hear from you too. Call 323-1113. Or text or WhatsApp us at 686-9999. And now, here's more Total Health.
Well, we'll continue more on tattoo health. I hope I am not causing any panic. And if I do, please, I apologize. It is just to bring more awareness on the topic. Also, we do have different, you know, we have seen in literature and also in clinic, in the hospitals, we have seen some occasional bruises, which is normal. And some certain colors can actually cause more problem. For example, red or like purple, pink, orange, they tend to cause more problems in comparison to the others. The red ink actually can cause damage to the skin, cellulitis we have seen later on. We have seen even amputations of a limb as a result of very badly infected tattoo. That's very rare. This is really, really, really rare. We also have seen some itchiness, worsening, lumpy tattoos. Not all the outcomes turn out good. Most of the times they do, and artists are very talented. They certainly know what they're doing. But we also have seen complications. For example, in New Zealand, there were many Maori people that had like bubbly tattoos. You can see the tattoo and you can see like having a lot of blisters on it. And when they asked me what it is, I had no idea. So I had to study a little bit more on the subject. And I contacted the public health officials that were so happy to send me all the information. In fact, today I talked to you, but I've read research close to 200 pages in order for me to summarize everything and talk on the topic. And they take care of those issues, and they say that this is likely because of the moisture, that it is trapped under the tattoos. So if you do a tattoo, it is very important that you avoid bathing in the ocean or like jacuzzi or in a hot tub until the tattoo is completely healed, because if some moisture gets trapped there, it will be constantly bubbling there. It is very, very difficult to reduce bubbling from tattoos. It's not unusual, but it's kind of a difficult to deal with that. Some people also, over time, for example, they might decide that they don't want tattoos anymore. They had them, maybe they put a name that they don't want to get associated with anymore, and they might prefer to kind of erase it. It's not very easy to erase tattoos. There are certain machines, from the last time I checked and the last time I was into this business, I'm sure that there are more machines now available, that like Fraxel, the CO2 laser is very powerful, that can, like, it really can eliminate the upper layers of the tattoo, and over time can eliminate the tattoo. You have seen some people trying to remove their tattoos and they kind of a blend over time until they can get rid of them. It is possible, but it's very, very difficult. So if you decide really to have a tattoo, make sure that you really, really, really want it there. Now, we did get a caller, and we did get a question, and it is, can tattoo get infected? I mean, if you are right after the procedure, it is not uncommon to see some inflammation, some redness on the tattoo. This does not mean that it is infected, but if that persists and you start seeing some bubbling, some, you know, pus-like blisters, this is what we were talking about, that you can get a staph infection. It's not uncommon. Other bacteria you can get is the Pseudomonas aeruginosa. In the medical field, we're quite familiar with this bacteria. It actually kind of causes this greenish tinge on the tattoo. Also, Clostridium difficile is another one that we really don't want to see it, because it causes like extreme diarrhea, but we have isolated Clostridium difficile from tattoo wounds. So the answer is yes, it's not very common to do that. And for that reason, we're doing the radio show today, just to advise people, you know, to be very vigilant when they go and do those procedures, to make sure that everything is sterile. Even when we go sometimes for a nail manicure, pedicure, it's not uncommon to get a fungal infection on your nail. And they're difficult to treat, not impossible, but it takes time and, you know, it might have consequences. Very difficult to keep everything sterile, but you want to ensure that if something comes into your body, the whole environment is completely clean, sterile, well disinfected, for your own protection. Right. So those are kind of more or less the, you know, the side effects, the concern that we might have with the tattoo. But today I'm inspired more to talk about that as a result of something that I've discovered over time. Unfortunately, I don't have many studies, or nobody has ever studied what happens to people that tattoo evil like tinged, pictures that suggest darkness. You can see some of my patients when they undress, you can see the dragons, you can see the skulls, you can see yin and yang, you can see, you know, some spirits or ghosts. And initially might seem that it's a cool thing to have. You're not scared of that. You know, Halloween comes and everybody's pulling out their skeletons from the cupboard. Nobody's scared of that. But then down the road, we don't have studies that study the life of those people, what happened to them. But today I will disclose information that it's not only mine. You can certainly search it on the internet, that we're getting very concerned about it. We do see more mental health issues among people that are putting a lot of those dark messages on themselves. And I do have some stories that I will share with you. And it is getting really, really concerning. I don't know, maybe Scott, you have seen some tattoos like demon tattoos.
Yes.
Or you, I haven't seen as much as when I came to Guam. I saw a lot of people having the devil on their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some of my patients, I said, can I ask you, why did you have to put the devil on your
mm-hmm.
skin? Like, I'm just curious, you know, why do you think, oh, just like that, I didn't mean anything. I don't think it's anything bad. I don't think, most of the people are not aware of those evil images, that they can have detrimental consequences for their health. And this is where my talk is about.
Mm.
Because, you know, being tattooed, being decorated, something you want to live without, you can't, you know, live without it. It's your personal choice. But when you do things like that, with heavy, dark messages, the consequences for your mental health, for the health of your family. Unfortunately, and I will share some stories, when people that specialize in exorcism,
mm-hmm.
you know, people that are demon possessed, they claim that they have entered the body through those dark images.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. And I only had suspected that, but I started having so many cases that, hey, I'm helping those patients and I'm doing everything. I'm doing all the testing and nothing shows positive, but they have terrible attacks and they have terrible symptoms. I send them to one hospital, I send them to another hospital. They go through 5-6 hospitals around the world. When I say around the world, this is the Philippines, Taiwan, going to the mainland, Hawaii, and nothing is discovered. And I remember one particular patient. One time I said, hey, I don't find anything. It's enough. I was his 17th doctor that he had seen.
17.
And we run all the tests, expensive tests. And we can't really find anything. Tell me more about your tattoo.
Mm.
This is the only thing I haven't explored. I haven't explored the spiritual part. Because nothing else was making sense. And I have noticed that he has a tattoo, like a scout tattoo.
Uh-huh.
But I never paid attention. I never say it. I mean, I see so many scout tattoos. Like, I don't stop to talk about mm-hmm. them with every patient. It's like, oh, that's nothing. You need to see my back.
Oh.
Oh. And, you know, when the patient undressed, wow, the patient had the Tatamono spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all inked on his body, impregnated, scary. Like,
yeah.
When I saw it, I got scared. And it's just a drawing on the body. And, of course, dragons and all those symbols. And how do we know about it? How do we suspect? Not everybody that has a tattoo has those molestations and manifestations. Don't get me wrong. But if you start finding strange things happening to you, even psychiatrists nowadays, we're not excluding the power of Satan and the demonic powers over our health. And we have spoken on our radio show very openly several times about, you know, the tatamonas
mm-hmm.
and all those consequences. We don't have to be scared if we have, you know, God.
That's
God's
right.
power can clean us from anything, even if we have the worst tattoos. But some exorcists have stated that when they chase those demons away, and they would talk to the demons, which is a no-no. You
mm-hmm.
never talk to demons. But if they talk to demons, demons will say that they enter through the tattoos.
Oh.
It kind of serves as an open door.
Oh.
It's an open door, because you're obviously saying, I don't want God to be my, to rule over myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the evil power.
Oh.
And
uh-huh.
so you might have yin and yang, which is like, oh, well, that's a balance between good and bad. And so maybe you will be more involved in some circumstances you've never wanted to be involved mm-hmm. in the first place. But you open a door that's very difficult to close.
Right.
Not impossible to close, but difficult to close. I also had another patient that... Satanist. He was Satanist, and he will have all the demons drawn on his shoulder. And it was during a COVID time. I had to give him another vaccination, not COVID vaccination, but I had to give him injections, and I had to pierce those demons on his skin. It was very unpleasant, because there was no place I could actually give him injections. It was just demons everywhere. very scary. And one day I entered a room with a patient and he said, "Nurse, can you give me a bath?" "No, nurse has given me a bath for a whole week and I'm very sick." I said, "Yes, of course." And as I leaned forward to get, you know, the basin to give him a bath, I looked at the back. He had Satan in his back, like Satan, like looking very ugly, covered completely his back. And I told him, "Sir, I can wash your body. I can't wash your back." I just didn't feel I could go and scrub that image. You know, something really, really shocked me. And that patient was 30 years old, dying from a horrible disease. If we know what's aneurysm, and that sounds like really scary, it's like his main aorta was all covered with aneurysm going to the kidney, you know, arteries. And just a little bit of a high blood pressure, that would be the end of his life. And I said, "You need God in your life."
Mm-hmm.
He grabbed my two hands and said, "Nurse, could you pray for me?
Oh,
could you pray for me? I'm scared." I'm saying that because many times we might decide to do things thinking that it might be cool, and down the road we'll find ourselves really needing God to deliver us from those moments.
Very interesting, Elena. Thank you for that. We're going into our last break. We got about 17 minutes left into the show. So call in with your health question, 671-686-9999. We'll be right back.
This is Joy FM, serving up another word made fresh. Romans 8:1. "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus."
150 years behind bars.
Every day we read headlines.
It closes the book on the corruption case that sent well-known public officials to prison.
Guilty.
As part of a murderous drug gang, has been sentenced to life in prison.
Crimes committed and the innocent vindicated.
Convicted killer has been sentenced to death.
The responsible parties judged.
Guilty.
We welcome the sense of justice until we look at our own conscience.
Guilty.
Guilty. And in the back of our minds, we hear a familiar cry.
Crucify.
Crucify. Yet the one who was crucified made it possible for the guiltiest among us to find freedom.
Not guilty. Forgiven. Without condemnation.
Freedom found only in a relationship with Jesus. Case dismissed.
From Joy FM.
And we're back with more Total Health. Give us a call with your medical questions. Number to call in Guam is 472-1111. If you're in the scene of mind, the number to call is 323-1113. Or you can text or WhatsApp us at 686-9999. Now back to the program.
Well, this is our last session.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I kind of threw everybody in panic because many people do have a tattoo.
Yes.
You can hear me? Okay,
yes.
Very good. And, you know, people might start wondering if that's good, if that's bad. You know, when in doubt, you can always, you know, kneel down and ask God for forgiveness if you didn't know. Many times some interesting messages have been, you know, depicted on the skin. Some have Chinese meaning, some have Buddhist meaning, some have, you know, Muslim meaning. Although most of the Muslims, they prohibit tattoos in general. They call it haram. But those are like mysterious things. You don't know exactly what the meaning seems. It might look cool to you.
Right.
You're like, "Oh, maybe this means so-and-so." But it might have a different, deep, exoteric meaning that, you know, that could stimulate the dark powers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you experience unusual things in your life, or you feel like really more depressed, you start feeling some diseases that doctors could not explain after all your visits to the clinic, start thinking about that. Maybe it's time to kind of a talk and reconcile with God, or maybe you can talk to a pastor or somebody that can really explore that part. Why do I talk so boldly and openly about it? There is one Bible verse that God really talks very openly against anything that has to do with cutting in your flesh for the sake of the dead. Now, when I say that, so the Bible verse goes like that. This is in Leviticus 19:28. And the Bible verse says, you shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. There's some Bibles that the translation is actually saying you should not tattoo yourself. But I can't say that the Bible talks specifically against tattooing. The Bible also doesn't talk directly against cutting the flesh per se, that the Hebrews, they had to be circumcised. So that cutting of the flesh was permitted and was actually advised by the Lord. But not cutting your flesh for the sake of the dead. We know nowadays skulls and bones are everywhere on the bodies. They're all type of like very scary messages portrayed on the bodies, some textual meaning, very esoteric, very mysterious. You don't know exactly where it is. It can be coming from the Druids, from the Vikings, from some ancient cultures that have really been influenced by demonic or ghost worshiping. But God wants to segregate his people. He doesn't want them to kind of have a worldly living. Yes, there is a Bible verse that states, you know, don't have any marks on your body, especially don't cut your flesh for the dead. During the time, the Hebrew people, for example, they didn't have any markings. The Jewish people, when they were going through different areas, they will see people and the other nations that if there is a calamity or there is a war and they lose the war, they'll start cutting their flesh. Nowadays, we don't have that, but we do have piercing of the skin. You know, we are putting some messages there. We can do it because of grief or because of others. So it kind of has changed this ritual over time, but just changed it. It made it a little bit more appealing. But also, it can have those connotations from the past. Yeah, I will repeat one more time the Bible verse in Leviticus 19:28. You shall not make any cutting in your flesh for the dead, and nor print any marks upon you, because I am the Lord. God knew, and that's why he made that commandment there to protect us. Because if we do any cutting on the flesh related to the dead, maybe that relative that, you know, you kind of want to have it forever, or you have those cows and tatamonas or any of those that you think you're stronger than them, but you can't be, that you can put them on the flesh, they serve as an open door.
Interesting.
And I wouldn't speak so boldly here if I hadn't had so many patients that this is the only thing that I came into conclusion after so many testings and sending them to so many hospitals and all the doctors like, we cannot find anything else. Like, yeah, there is an open door. And this open door, when we start praying with the patient, this is how they start responding the most. That's why we know it's a spiritual warfare. When we start praying over those tattoos, or we ask the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. If you have some of those dark things on your body and you don't want to have them, or you want to renounce them, see how you can eliminate it or make it into a different image, or just pray to God and ask God to close this door. You can say, God, I authorize you. I want you to completely close that door. I don't want evil to have any access, and I don't want evil to claim me for them, because I want to belong to you and I want you to claim me for yourself.
Yes, amen. A question just came in, Elena, through our WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And the question is this: is it good for a Christian to have tattoos?
Is it good? If we are talking about being really different than the world, that's one thing that you might differentiate yourself. I'm not saying those Christians that have tattoos, they're banned or they're condemned or they're like, they have done something. But the Lord has given us an example why we need to abstain from those things, because there will be consequences. Mm-hmm. If God thought it's needed for us to have tattoos, maybe he would have designed us with certain tattoos, something that can stay on our skin, you know, forever. God did not intend that, even though he's the artist of the artists. He has, you know, designed the whole world around us that we may really enjoy it. Many times, you know, when it comes to Christian faith, we need to think about what pleases God. We want to do things that are honorable in God's eyes, and think less about ourselves. Oh, yeah. I'm not condemning if somebody feels that this is really something that's very dear and they want to have it always and remind them of something. I can't condemn that. But right. It's not something that God has really ordained us to have. Otherwise, there will be specific, sayings like, go and tattoo yourself and my commandments on your forehead, something specific that we need to do. Actually, I have several Bible verses that go along with that, and I'm going to open the Bible to answer this question. So in 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
Amen.
So would tattoo bring a glory to God? Some people will say, oh, I have a cross. You know, mm-hmm. I have my cross. And there are many Christian tattoos that. Mm-hmm. Then we come to a question, is the cross really Christian? Isn't it the Christian since the Egyptian even had that sign? Mm-hmm. You know, those are esoteric things. Those are all those symbols. We don't know exactly the background. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can say, yeah, a cross comes from Jesus crucifixion. You can associate it with that. But I can't guarantee that you might not be a target, you know, to evil powers. Even when we don't know, in our ignorance,
yes,
we can also provoke those. Then another verse, it says, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. That's 1 Peter 3:4. So if you want to adorn yourself, adorn with a good character. You know, I'm not saying don't adorn yourself outside, but your other adorning should be humble spirit, mm-hmm. helping hand, helping others, loving others, changing the inner self. We know that our bodies will decay one day. Maybe yes. After years, they'll find us. And they're like, oh, the people with the, 21st centuries, they were tattooing themselves like that or like that. If our skin remains, because that will go as well.
Right.
But adorn yourself with the beauty of a gentle, quiet spirit, which is very precious in the eyes of the Lord. And my last verse comes from 1 Corinthians 10:23-24. I have the right to do anything, you say. But not everything is beneficial, right?
Right.
Not everything. Not all those tattoos can be beneficial. Mm-hmm. You might get an infection. Or you might get some serious consequences down the road. I have the right to do anything. But also it says, but not everything is constructive. Mm-hmm. Not everything would benefit you. So if I can bring some awareness to mm-hmm. our audience today, is think about it. Think about if you really, really want it, if that's something you really can't live without, if it's something that's going to honor God, if it's something that's necessary to be there, if it's something that can open a door for, you know, the evil powers to molest you down the road and cause you to have sickness, illnesses, and all that. We think we're stronger than those evil spirits. No, anybody that has been dealing with those things can tell you when you side on the side of Satan, he has no mercy on you.
Nope.
For a certain time, it might look it's working. You might even make millions. It might look that you're like climbing the mountain of success. He's gonna dump you when you least expect. Mm-hmm. He's gonna make your life miserable. There is no recommendation to go that way. Please run away from that.
Yes.
Run away from those evil spirits. My patience is only a lot of prayer, Bible studies are able to help them, nothing else. And I am very concerned, and I don't want people to, you know, suffer any consequences as a result of this innocent activity as just making a tattoo.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Elena, for your wonderful topic. You know, it was really exciting to hear the history of tattoos and what to expect with tattooing. Thank you. And thank you, listeners. Tune in next Wednesday for more Total Health. God bless you.
Be sure to check with your doctors before making any sudden life changes discussed today. Total Health is brought to you in partnership with Guam Seventh-day Adventist Clinic, where health is their mission. We look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. Thank you, and Sejuas Masi, for listening to Total Health right here on Joy FM.